Each week, we dive into our more than 250-year history to explore how the region came to be what it is today, as part of 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. The words, "free to the people," are carved above the entrance of the Carnegie Library in Oakland. In the depths of winter, that welcome is augmented by a blast of heat, provided by a largely invisible system created by Andrew Carnegie. When you walk across the Schenley Park Bridge there, from the park into Oakland, you pass above the cloud factory. What does it do? We used to wonder. Why do these great clouds, perfectly white and clean, white as new baseballs, come out of that building by the tracks? Michael Chabon popularized the Belfield Boiler Plant's whimsical alias, the Cloud Factory, in his novel, The Mysteries of Pittsburgh. But Bob Miller supplies the clouds.
When it's very cold out, you see this white cloud, and that's the hot gases mixing with the cold air and causing the vapor of what you're seeing.
Miller has been the plant superintendent for almost 24 years. The Belfield Boiler Plant nestles into the hillside below the buildings it was intended to heat in 1907, Andrew Carnegie's Library and Museum. The plant has since expanded to provide steam heat to almost every major institution in Oakland. The Carnegie Museums, Carnegie Library, Carnegie Mellon University, PHIPS, the University of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Public Schools Administrative Building, and UPMC's Children's and Presbyterian Hospitals. Kevin Hiles is the Chief Financial Officer for Carnegie Museums and also chairs the Supervising Committee for the consortium that owns and operates the plant.
I think it's one of those things like accounting. It just happens behind the scenes, and people are just glad it does, but they don't really think about how it happens.
Yeah! I got steam heat, I got steam.
We have just upgraded our controls. We got what they call a Delta V. It's the Cadillac of control.
Miller stands in the glass-walled operating room with a couple of the plant's engineers. At 12 o'clock on a brisk 19-degree day, they're distributing 106,000 pounds of steam heat to the system that loops through Oakland. Miller talks about meeting demand, putting on another boiler, taking one off, the way some people talk about putting on the tea kettle.
And we know around 8 o'clock, everybody comes into the office, they turn up the thermostat, so we're ready for it. They'll have another boiler on, so we have the steam demand ready for them.
But the panel of screens doesn't fully represent what Miller and the members of Local 95 do.
Working in a boiler plant, I can walk in here and I know everything's running normal. I know every sound in here. And if you hear something different, we all look at each other and say, okay, what's that? We all go look and we find the situation. But I couldn't do it without the guys I have here. It's not me, it's my guys.
Before the plant switched entirely to burning natural gas in 2009, Belfield ran on coal. Lots of coal.
We had a bunker above each boiler, and we would get 70,000 ton cars, and each bunker would hold about 5 or 6 cars. I'm an old-fashioned guy. I love burning coal, okay? There was an art to it.
Miller was introduced to that art by his father.
My dad was a boilermaker, and then I went to be a boilermaker, and my dad says, no, you're going to college. Then I went worked at a bank, and I said, I didn't like that, and got down here.
While Miller misses the bustle of coal, he's not naive.
With gas, it's a lot cleaner and easier. We did this voluntarily. We weren't forced to do this. I'm proud of what we have down there.
Standing on the spotless floor of the plant, Miller says he would prefer never to retire.
Just knowing that I am taking care of hospital schools and it is benefiting somebody. I don't know, it's in my blood. I just love doing this.
Without the telltale cloud drifting from the plant's remaining stack, Belfield might be just another ornate building in a neighborhood of ornate buildings, but it's not. So go drop by the museum. It'll be warm there. The team just put another boiler on. For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh is supported by UPMC. Ask your Pittsburgh history question and find more stories online at wesa.fm/inventingpittsburgh. UPMC. Life-changing medicine.